head of the block made this clear to us with his truncheon, but on the way we met some prisoners who whispered to us, "Go back to your block. The Germans are going to shoot you. Go back to your block and don't move." We went back to our block. We learned on the way that the camp resistance organization had decided not to abandon the Jews and was going to prevent their being liquidated. As it was late and there was great upheaval, innumerable Jews had passed themselves off as non-Jews. The head of the camp decided that a general roll call would take place the following day. Everybody would have to be present. The roll call took place. The head of the camp announced that Buchenwald was to be liquidated. 10 blocks of deportees would be evacuated each day. From this moment, there would be no further distribution of bread and soup. And the evacuation began. Every day, several thousand prisoners went through the camp gate and never came back.
Ellie is alone in the world now, but he rarely thinks of his dead parents. In fact, he rarely thinks about anything but eating. He is beyond sadness and pain. The front, the main area of fighting in the war, is getting close to Buchenwald. The Allies are beating the Nazis. One day, the SS officers call all the prisoners to come to a meeting place. The officers' plan is to shoot the prisoners before the Allies come to set them free. But some of the prisoners have formed a resistance group, a group that plans to resist or fight back against the Nazis. The resistance leaders know about the plan, and they warn everyone else not to go to the meeting area. Still, the next day, the SS officers begin taking away prisoners in groups of several thousand and sending them to their deaths. We know that Ellie will not be one of them, because we know he survived to write this book. But as we come to the end of the book, I wonder how he managed to survive. Let's finish the book. Continue on page 108 with, "On April 10th."
On April 10th, there were still about 20,000 of us in the camp, including several hundred children. They decided to evacuate us all at once, right on until evening. Afterward, they were going to blow up the camp. So we were massed in the huge assembly square in rows of five, waiting to see the gate open. Suddenly, the sirens began to wail. An alert! We went back to the blocks. It was too late to evacuate us that evening. The evacuation was postponed again to the following day. We were tormented with hunger. We had eaten nothing for 6 days, except a bit of grass or some potato peelings found near the kitchens. At 10 o'clock in the morning, the SS scattered through the camp, moving the last victims toward the assembly place. Then the resistance movement decided to act. Armed